Welcome, everybody, to a special live broadcast of LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Tonight's game features the Terry High School Rangers traveling across town to play the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs in another Battle of the Burg between these two LCISD and 27-5A teams. Tonight's special broadcast of the Battle of the Burg is brought to you on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Camp Logan Cement Works, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Stuart Rhymes DDS. Now, let's head out to the gym and join Tom Tirando for tonight's special live broadcast of LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to our special live broadcast of LCISD Basketball on GRHS iRadio. We're glad you joined us tonight for the basketball version of the Battle of the Burg, pitting the visiting Terry High School Rangers against the homestanding Mustangs from Lamar Consolidated High School, right here from Mustangs Gym. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Ryan Dunsmore, I'm Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live sports on GRHS iRadio. And this one is especially exciting. We feature two LCISD teams, two 27-5A teams, and two teams that look to go strong into the UIL playoffs when those begin next month. The Rangers come in here at 21-4 overall and tied with two other teams for the top spot in 27-5A. The Mustangs won last night and moved their record to 18-8, 4-2 in the district, and hoping to displace the Rangers for a share of that district lead. So, a lot to play for tonight. The gym's full, and we're awaiting the tip-off between the Rangers and the Mustangs. When we come back, our pregame show continues with interviews with both coaches and the introduction of the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to a live special edition of LCISD Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at Mustangs Gym on the campus of Lamar Consolidated High School, we have interviews with both coaches, and we'll start with the visiting coach and the visiting team. Here's Michael Jackson of the Terry Rangers. All right, our pleasure to spend a few minutes with Michael Jackson, the head basketball coach for the Terry Rangers. We're about an hour away from tip-off, and there's a lot of energy in the gym already.
Yeah, it's how this rivalry is. You know, it's a lot of fun for the players, a lot of fun for the coaches, and I think the fans really enjoy it. That's why it's a sellout, you know, every year, whether the teams are good or bad. And with us both being really good this year, I expect it to be pretty electric in here.
How do you keep your kids grounded and focused on a game like this where the stands are going to be packed and everybody's looking at the court?
You know, honestly, I don't even try. This is something that they're going to remember 20 years from now. Not just this game, but every time we play Lamar, it's just such a fun game and a fun atmosphere that, you know, I just try to tell them to enjoy it and live in the moment. And, you know, it's worked for us in the past, so we'll see how it does this year.
Now, a big cluster on top of 27-5A. You guys are one of them among three teams. You lost last night at Angleton. Have you played back-to-back games in a while, and how does that affect what you're going to do tonight?
We haven't played back-to-back since Christmas break when we had a tournament. We played 4 or 5 games in 3 days. I think we played 5 games in 3 days. You know, it's tough, but if you want to make it to regionals, that's what happens at regionals. You play 2 really good teams back-to-back, and you just got to deal with it and be mentally tough enough to not focus on it and just go out and play the game. And, you know, we expended a lot of energy last night, so I'm interested to see how that plays out tonight. But, you know, it's Lamar. There's a lot of fans here. They'll feed off the crowd, and so that'll help us out a lot.
What are you expecting out of the Mustangs?
I expect them to play really hard and be quick, to compete, be well-coached. I expect them to be tough. I expect them to shoot the ball really well. I mean, there's really, you know, I expect them to be really good.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Lamar Consolidated High School in Mustangs Gym, we're awaiting the tip-off of the Terry Rangers and the Mustangs, the basketball version of the Battle of the Berg here in Rosenberg. Let's check in with Blake Joy. We had a chance to interview him about an hour ago as his team finished their warm-ups.
Okay.
All right, Blake Joy is here, the head basketball coach at Lamar Consolidated. We're about an hour before tip-off, and there's a lot of energy in the gym already.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people here tonight. It'll be fun, man. It'll be great. Their side and our side, it's like brothers playing. So it's usually really clean and really fun, but the community definitely gets into it.
Talking to Coach Jackson before this, asked him what to expect from you guys. What do you expect from the Terry Rangers?
They're going to play really hard. We're going to see some 1-3-1. We'll see some man. We'll see some press. They mix it up quite a bit. They're really explosive in the backcourt. They've got quick guards. They've got guys that can score. And they've got size up front that'll do a good job of contesting us at the rim, putting some pressure on us to box out and rebound.
Now, because of the weather, you guys played last night. You beat Calhoun 67-40. A little momentum from that game?
I think so. I mean, we stay pretty even most of the time. So we feel good about what we did and how we've been playing. It's just it's a different game, you know. And what you did last night doesn't really matter what you're going to have to do tonight to win, because it's going to be both teams are going to make plays, both teams are going to make a lot of mistakes, and whoever plays the best at the end is going to end up pulling this off. So last night for us doesn't mean a whole lot. We got to lock in and play our kind of ball tonight.
I'm not giving anything away here. I heard you during the shoot-around talking to your guys saying, hey, guys, don't overthink it. Just have some fun. It's kind of hard to keep some of these kids grounded.
With a game like this, they get caught up in playing. Are they playing for the crowd, or are they playing for their team? Are they playing for themselves? And with our guys, generally when they're quiet, I don't think it's a good sign. It means that they're thinking about what's about to happen instead of thinking about what they're doing right now. And it doesn't – what goes on out on the floor is just – you got to make plays, and you got to relax, and you got to understand it's just a game. If we lose this game, nothing's going to be different tomorrow than if we win the game. Maybe in there for those guys it will be, but it's important to just enjoy the game. This is an awesome opportunity to come out and play in front of your community and have this much energy in the gym and to show what you can do. So it's an opportunity, and I think when our guys are quiet, I feel like they're worried, and they shouldn't be worried. This is about going out and having fun.
Now there's a logjam on the top of 27-5A, three teams up there. You guys are right below that logjam. A victory tonight gets your foot in the door.
Right. It'll bounce. It'll put us and Terry in third and fourth, but it's a long way to go. It's tonight would be great to get a win. It would even us out with them, like I said, but it really doesn't have much to do with what we do going forward. This is a game where they got to go out and make plays, and if we win, great. It'll give us some momentum going forward, and if we lose, it's fine too. But they can't put more consequence on this than what it really is. It's a game, and it's an opportunity. So, district will play out how it should, and I like our chances. I feel like we defend as well as anybody, and we rebound. When we rebound well, we win, and that's what it's going to take tonight. And that's what it'll take the rest of the district. It's not about making shots. It's about making sure that you get their first one that they miss.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That was Blake Joy, the head basketball coach of the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs, as they finish their shoot around. We're about 4 minutes away from the tip-off here at Mustangs Gym. Let's bring in my friend and guy who's going to work the game tonight, Ryan Dunsmore, sports editor of the Fort Bend Herald. You and I had a chance to work the Battle of the Berg football version, and we're back here for basketball.
You know, arguably this is the bigger game, I would imagine, here. I know that when you have a football game called literally the game and the Battle of the Berg, it does carry some weight, but I can remember all my 4 years at Terry. This is the biggest game on the calendar, is the Terry-Lamar basketball game. This is the one where the fans got the most hype. And I don't think it's changed one bit here since coming back to Richmond Rosenberg. This is arguably the biggest basketball game every year in West Fort Bend County.
And to add just a little more drama to all of this, the teams all had to play last night because of the bad weather earlier in the week. They were scheduled for Tuesday, put off till Wednesday, scheduled then for Thursday, and that kind of changed things in 27-5A. Now Foster, Terry, and Angleton are all tied in the top of the district at 5-1, and right below them, Lamar Consolidated at 4-2.
Yeah, definitely. This is one of the deepest top portions of any district you're going to see in 5A. You have teams that are winning and being successful at four different ways here right at the top. It's almost locked in here that you're going to see these three LCISD teams in Angleton. It's just a matter of who's going to be on top at the end here. You've had the round robin so far of Angleton beating Terry, Terry beating Foster, and Foster beating Angleton. So it's a matter of what happens tonight here going forward here. If Lamar loses, they're all but guaranteed to be in the four spot, minus a big run in the second half here. If they can get that, they can get the leg up on Terry here, they could avoid getting that District 28-5A number one seed in the playoffs in the first round.
And adding more drama still, in those games last night, Lamar picked up a little bit of momentum. They beat Calhoun 67-40, and maybe losing a little bit of momentum are the Terry Rangers. They lost to Angleton 83-75.
Yeah, I imagine it's arguably the toughest situation the Rangers are going to face all season here, going back-to-back. And also having to play two extremely good teams here with Angleton and Lamar, both going to be making the playoffs here. While I don't want to make any slight towards Calhoun, but I mean, I imagine Coach Joy had a little bit easier time working his rotation, planning for tonight, having to know that he was only facing Calhoun.
We'll take a break here. When we come back, Ryan and I will talk a little bit more about this game and then have the starting lineups. You're listening to a live special edition of LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first.
Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhimes and his staff. Stuart Rhimes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad you joined us tonight for our special edition of LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio. It's a Battle of the Bird. The Terry Rangers come over to the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs gym for another year's worth of that Battle of the Bird. And as Ryan talked about and we talked about in the football game, they call the football game the game. And here we are setting up for a basketball game that expects to bring that kind of drama here.
Yeah, a little bit more drama. No lineup announcements here, just going straight into the game. That's what everyone's here for.
All right, we're ready to go in the jump circle.
Roman punch there for Lamar.
And Latrell Adams, a 6'5 junior, and the tip goes to the Terry Rangers. They're coming towards us. Terry moving left to right, or right to left, rather, on your radio dial. We're in the southeast corner of the Mustangs gym. All right, three fingers held high by Ricky Ray as he directs his team.
Terry wearing gray uniforms tonight here. Lamar wearing white.
And a pass trying to go down low to Latrell Adams and out of bounds. First turnover of the ball game, and that goes to the Terry Rangers. Out top to Darius Herod. Now over to Roman Punch. Adams. Back now to Byron Brown Jr. He's out top.
Adams will be a key for the Terry here, who just got that had that turnover on the other side. Got some early foul trouble against Angleton.
There's a shot from the corner. It bounces twice on the rim and cleared away by the Rangers. Good rebound there by Ricky Ray. And a shot from outside by Brian Thomas. That one off. Terry gets the rebound. Linus Brown out top will direct his forces and get the Rangers to move around to the play he's expecting. Now into the corner to Brian Thomas. Thomas puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound goes to the Mustangs.
Byron Brown
with that. He'll take it down court. Now feeds off to Darius Heron. Heron puts up the three-pointer. No good. Boards cleared by Latrell Adams. 6:30 left in the first quarter. Linus Brown with the basketball. Drives on the left side. Puts up the little layup. No good. Pulled up a little bit short. Rebounded by Byron Brown. And the feed to Magno Guillen. And the Mustangs are on the board first.
Hey. Yeah, both teams are very content with pushing the tempo here. Lamar is the first here to score.
Brown got that rebound and got it down low to Magno Guillen. And the 6-0 junior dropped in the first 2 points of the game. Mustangs lead 2-0.
It's definitely going to be key for both teams here, trying to avoid letting the other team run wild on the fast break.
Big crowd here tonight. It was a sellout in the Mustangs gym. Again, Linus Brown with the basketball. He drives on the hoop. And he puts it up and in, and a foul.
Brown had 28 points against Angleton last night here. Really is always the driving force for the Rangers on offense. Really has no afraid going to the basket here. Finishes strong for the 2 points and the foul.
Byron Brown is whistled for the personal foul, his first. And trying to convert on the three-point play is Linus Brown. He's the second leading scorer for Terry at almost 13 points a game. And he drops in that free throw, and it's 3-2, Terry.
Impressive last night. He was dealing with a lot of cramps going in and out of the training room here. Really a great gutty effort last night against Angleton.
Brown in the right corner to Magno Guillen. Guillen dribbles it out top. Now all the way around the horn to Byron Brown in the far corner. Brown, three-pointer on its way. That one hits the back iron. No good. Rebounded by the Terry Rangers. Redding. Justin Redding with the rebound. Over to Linus Brown. Brown cross court here. And stepping on the out-of-bounds line is Ricky Ray. He took that pass. It was a little bit high from Brown. He had to go up for it when it came down. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Second turnover for the Terry Rangers.
Ray's the first one we'll see in the lineup here. Cousin Derek Ray will be coming off the bench here for Terry.
All right, here's an outside shot by Roman Punch. And that one goes out of bounds.
The all-area first-team punter doesn't hit iron there on his first shot of the game.
So when you're punting, you want to put some air under the ball, but not in basketball. Here's a feed down low to Latrell Adams. Adams can't convert, and the rebound by Byron Brown. Brown on the right side leaves it back for Guillen, or for Heron, rather, and that one crosses center court.
Harold called for a charge there. Just out of control there, trying to set up a three-point. Didn't have a shooter there waiting for the ball.
Second turnover for Lamar Consolidated. And two for Terry. Terry leads on the scoreboard, 3-2, 4:52 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Over here to Brian Thomas. Thomas can't convert. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Justin Redding.
Strong layup rims out there. Just another close basket for the Rangers.
Jason Rodriguez in now for Lamar. He controls the basketball. And Linus Brown on him. Rodriguez kind of a backward dribble, sets things up.
Rodriguez, a 5'5 guard. It's all hustle.
Punch out top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
Blackman puts a shot up there. Just a little out of control there. Can't find the iron. Out of bounds. Lamar ball still.
Yeah, he had a streaking Isaiah Blackman towards the basket. He got it to Blackman, but he couldn't control it when it got knocked out of bounds. And Lamar holds. Here's a three-pointer on its way by Rodriguez. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Harrell.
Harrell is one of the three senior guards that just been consistent force for the Raiders for the past three seasons here. It's really about as good of a veteran backcourt as you'll see in basketball in this area.
Ricky Ray over to Jalen Harrell. Back to Ray. A little jump shot from the free throw line. No good.
Blackman
rebounded
rebound
by Isaiah Blackman. Blackman ahead to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Darius Heron. Back to Isaiah Blackman, who drives on the basket. And a blocking foul whistled against one of the Rangers.
It looked like they were going to give it to Harrell here, but I didn't see the number call. He was the one taking the initial pressure and keeping his hands up and all the way to the basket.
All right, at the free throw line, Isaiah Blackman. First one is good for Blackman.
Kisses the front of the iron here and rolls in.
Score is tied at 3, 3:42 left in the first quarter. Second free throw on its way. It's good again.
Important roster change here for Lamar. Keaton Taylor's in the lineup here. He's been dealing with an ankle injury. Hasn't played the last few games. Hasn't been practicing either, but now in the lineup for Lamar.
Ricky Ray walks it up on the far side. And a feed to Derek Ray. And Ray can't make the layup. And there's a foul. And a foul whistled against Keaton Taylor, his first.
Derek Ray at the line here. Our final football reference here, first team all-area linebacker for Terry.
Derek Ray, a 6'2 senior, misses the first free throw. He'll get another. It's the Mustangs 4 and Terry Rangers 3. 3:29 left in the first quarter. That one drops in. And Derek Raid ties it up at four.
Rodriguez bringing up the court here for Lamar. He's being checked by Brown.
Rodriguez, left-hand dribble, now switches over to the right. Brown on him. To Darius Heron. Heron's got Ricky Ray on him. He drives a baseline, gets it out top. Shot on its way by Isaiah Blackman, and that one is good.
Blackman knocks down the three and points to the student section.
7-4.
And Harrell responds back with a quick two-pointer. Lamar already pushing the ball back up here. The tempo's picking up.
And a drive on the basket by Heron. That one partially blocked. And the ball down court. And a lay-in by Linus Brown, but that won't count.
Adams with the block there, but it looks like maybe it's out of bounds here when he made that attempt. Lamar ball.
Yeah, play was whistled dead at the far end, but Linus Brown took the pass anyway and laid it in just for a little bit of practice. Darius Heron gets it in. Gets it down low to Roman Punch, and he lays it up and in.
Yeah, Punch did all the work initially here, getting a good position in the short corner, able to get that and muscle it up over 2 points.
Mustangs by three. It's 9-6.
Tipped out of bounds here. Looks like it's still Terry ball.
All right, the Rangers will inbound in front of the Mustangs bench this time.
Harrell bringing it in.
Harrell slaps the basketball, lofts it out to Linus Brown. He has it. Here's an outside shot, a three-pointer on its way by Ricky Ray, and that's good. 9-9. We are tied with 2:21 left in the first quarter.
Blackman
and a pass by Blackman to nobody. A turnover and a conversion at the other end by Ricky Ray. He's got 5 points, and the Rangers lead by two. Three-pointer on its way. That one short by Blackman.
Loose ball foul called here. Foul on 30.
That is Latrell Adams, his first. And the Mustangs will inbound under their own basket at the far end. We're in the southeast corner of Mustangs Gym. And the ball will be inbounded by Rodriguez. He's having a little bit of trouble getting it in. Now he does. Darius Heron controls the basketball. Darius, a 5'11 senior, over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez drives down the lane and lays it up and in. Jason Rodriguez, his first 2 points of the night, and again tied at 11. 1:45 left in the first quarter.
5'5 guard here takes the defender off the dribble, three-point line, takes it all the way to the basket.
Jalen Harrell drives on the basket, and there's a foul.
No call yet on the... Now it's still Terry ball here. No shooting foul.
And again, I didn't see who that whistle was on. I think it was on Heron. Now out top to Linus Brown. Jump shot from the outside. No good. Controlled by the Mustangs. Down court to Roman Punch. To Rodriguez in the other corner to Isaiah Blackman. He drives on the basket. He has that one swatted away into the hands of the Rangers, and they throw it away. Linus Brown streaking down court.
Adams pumping his chest out after that block here, nearly turning into a fast break basket for Terry, but just the pass too hard.
Checking in for the Rangers, Brian Thomas, a 5'11 senior. For Michael Jackson's team. Dribbling up court, Darius Heron. Heron to Roman Punch. Back to Punch. He drives on the basket and a foul.
Yeah, quick little handoff from Taylor there led to a drive at the top of the key by Punch.
That foul whistled against 6'5 junior Latrell Adams, his second. Not a shooting foul. And a three-pointer from the corner
there
by Rodriguez. He has 5 points. It's 14-11. Mustangs by three. Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. A drive on the basket by Linus Brown, and he's fouled. by Isaiah Blackman, his first.
Could have easily called goaltending right there on Keaton Taylor there. Tips the ball at the last second right above the rim.
At the free throw line, Linus Brown. He averages about 13 points a game. He's got three here tonight. Next one on its way. That one is good. When I say the next one, he converted on a three-point play earlier. So his next free throw settles in, and he's got one more.
Brown had two five-basket quarters last game here, scoring 20 points over the second and third quarter against Angleton.
Next free throw on its way is good by Linus Brown. He's got 5 points, and the lead is down to one. Mustangs 14, Terry Rangers 13. Dribbling out top, Darius Heron trying to set something up. Axel Herrera is in now. Now to Jason Rodriguez in the corner for a bit to Magno Guillen. Guillen back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, left-hand dribble on the left side. Shoots it out to Magno Guillen, and the jumper is no good. Into the hands of the Rangers. Linus Brown on the drive, and he lays it up and in. Linus Brown with 7 points.
Coast to coast there with Brown, getting the rebound and taking it all the way up the court here for 2 points.
Lead switches again. Rangers by one now, 15-14, with just 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's a jump shot by Darius Heron, and that's no good. And the first quarter ends. Terry Rangers 15 and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs 14. You're listening to live LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Well, we are over at Mustangs Gym with LCISD Sports. This is a special live edition of LCISD Basketball. It's a Battle of the Berg, and Ryan, these teams didn't disappoint in the first quarter. It's 15-14 Rangers.
Absolutely here. I think Coach Jackson will be happy with the team not coming out flat here and letting Lamar get a lead. Really, it seemed like that was a good opportunity for the Mustangs to jump out all over Terry with the tough game against Angleton yesterday.
All right, Byron Brown back in the ball game. Over to Keaton Taylor. To Rodriguez. Jason Rodriguez. Now a jump shot inside by Keaton Taylor. That one hits the back iron and goes awry. Rebounded by Jalen Harrell. Harrell, a jump shot from the corner, no good. And that one goes out of bounds. Last touched
by Redding there, just kind of tips it out. Lamar ball.
Turnover number 5 for the Rangers. They had 4 in the first quarter, and this one here in the second. We'll update you on the personal scoring when we have an opportunity. This game's moving along pretty quickly. Magno Guillen with the basketball. Now over to Byron Brown. Brown tries the left side. Now in the corner to Guillen. Now he gets it down low. And the lay-in is good by Keaton Taylor.
Yeah, Keaton Taylor is going to be the toughest matchup for Terry here. Really, the size and speed and athleticism really hampered Terry against Angleton with their long, lengthy guys inside.
We've had a couple ties and about a half a dozen lead changes. The Rangers lead it now, Mustangs lead it now, 16-15. Here's a turnover by Terry. And Guillen travels with the basketball.
Adams couldn't handle the pass from Ricky Ray here, leading to a Terry turnover. Then right after that there, Lamar turns it right back.
All right, 6 turnovers for Terry, 4 for the Rangers.
really unique.
At the far end, Justin Redding will inbound. Go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to say here, just the comparing the two games here, when you're going to have a game also at Ranger Gym here, this is really tight, confined situation here for the two teams compared to Ranger Gym. It makes a unique atmosphere.
Here's a jump shot at the Rangers' end by Ricky Ray. It's no good. Rebounded by Byron Brown. Brown on the right side. Good crossover dribble. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good.
Redding out battles Keaton Taylor for the rebound there.
He had a good open look at the basket. Couldn't get it to drop. Now in the corner to Jalen Harrell. Harrell jump shot is no good. Rebounded by Keaton Taylor. Good board by Taylor. To Jason Rodriguez. Axel Herrera drives on the basket. No good. And the rebound last touched by the Mustangs, and it goes out of bounds.
This is continuing the trend here on the Terry side here. Really struggle shooting a three-pointer against Angleton. It's going to be tough to win the game if Terry can't at least knock down a few.
All right, the inbound comes from Derek Ray. Inbound to Ricky Ray. Ricky, a 5'10 senior, averages just over 12 points a game, 12.4 to be exact. In the corner to Jalen Harrell. And a foul.
Appears to be a charge was called on Terry. Coach Jackson's not having it.
No, not at all. And he wants further explanation about it. Linus Brown is guilty of that personal foul, his first. All right, the inbound to Darius Heron. Heron with the right-hand dribble. He's being checked by Ricky Ray. Heron down the baseline. Doesn't go for the reverse layup. He dishes it off instead to Magno Guillen, who drops in the three-pointer.
Yeah,
Guillen from the far corner.
Heron is definitely the... If Lamar likes to spread out the scoring, but Heron's definitely the number one option.
Here's so. Ricky Ray. He has it one knocked away to Derek Ray. Derek drives on the basket and a foul.
Derek Ray definitely brings that big body presence that Terry needs inside here.
6'5 senior Keaton Taylor whistled for the personal, his second, and Derek Ray at the free throw line. He's got 1 point tonight, and that first free throw hits the iron and goes off to the right.
You're definitely going to have to keep track of Keaton Taylor's fouls here. Coming off the injury and also being one of the biggest inside presences that Lamar has, it's going to be the big key for their success tonight.
Mustangs by four, make that three, as Derek Ray converts on the free throw. It's 19-16, Mustangs by three. Over to Darius Heron. Heron to Magno Guillen. To Byron Brown. Brown way out top. He's being guarded by Linus Brown. He drives on the basket and a foul by Linus Brown, his second.
First thing called there by the ref here, calling it on the floor. Byron not able to get the ball up before the foul. Lamar will take it out from under the basket.
Mustangs will trigger their inbound from under their own basket. All right, this one into Roman Punch. Big double team in the corner, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And referee says off of Byron Brown. That'll be the sixth turnover for the Mustangs. There was a lot of players compacted into that corner, and Brown lost control and went out of bounds.
Byron didn't do himself any favors. Picked up his dribble right in this corner there, right before he had to try to throw it off a Terry defender.
All right, Linus Brown over to Justin Redding. And a jump shot from the outside by Ricky Ray.
Ricky Ray knocks down the three to tie the game here at 19-19.
Once again, another tie. We've had four or five of those. It's 19-19. Here's a three-pointer on its way. And good.
Lockman knocks down the three-pointer to put the three-point lead back up for Lamar.
22-19. Mustangs by three. Isaiah Blackman dropped that one in from way outside. All right, the feed underneath and the lay-in by Derek Ray.
Ricky Ray to Derek Ray here, just with a nice give and go, nice slip pass, really nice move to the basket.
And a timeout is called. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to a special edition of live LCISD basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at Mustangs Gym on the campus of Lamar Consolidated. Mustangs lead by one, 22-21. First quarter scoring, Jalen Harrell for Terry with two, seven by Linus Brown, five by Ricky Ray, and a free throw by Derek Ray. On the other side of my scorebook, Jason Rodriguez with five, Magno Guillen with two, five for Isaiah Blackman, and two for Roman Punch. Here's a little floating layup. That one does not drop. The layup by Byron Brown. Then the rebound and a foul. Roman Punch will go to the free throw line.
Roman Punch went up there. Ricky Ray got the block here. They called the held ball. Go to the possession arrow. Going to Terry here. Pretty busy night here in Rosenberg. You've got the other side of the Battle of the Berg. The girls game going on over at Terry. I believe there's a soccer game going on football field for each team.
A lot of activity in LCISD for the student athletes. All right, Derek Ray tries to get it down low, and there's a tie-up underneath. And now the ball jars loose. Terry loses it. That's their seventh turnover. Into the hands of Byron Brown. We head down court to Darius Heron. Heron to Roman Punch, who lays it up and in. Roman Punch with 4 points.
Punch in a nice shot.
Lead up to three. And a drive on the basket at this end by Linus Brown. And he's fouled by Byron Brown, his second.
Brown has no fear going to the basket here. It led to a lot of charges last night. Defenders not being able to get back here for Lamar.
Linus Brown with 7 points in the first quarter. None here in the second. We're at the 3:17 mark of the second quarter. His first free throw goes off to the left. I'll tell you what, this one is moving and moving fast. We're already in the second quarter. About half of the second quarter already gone. Mustangs by three, 24-21. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for LCISD High School Basketball. Ryan Dunsmore is alongside. I'm Tom Tarando, and we're sure glad you tuned us in. This is a sellout here at the Mustangs Gym, so if you're at home, welcome in.
A sellout that is strictly divided along Battle of the Berg lines here. You had to have a ticket that was blue or red and pick your side before you entered the gym.
All right, next free throw spins in and out. So Linus Brown can't convert on any free throw. Rebounded by the Mustangs.
Blackman picks up another rebound there.
Blackman way outside. Kind of fakes a three-pointer. Now puts it in the hands of Jason Rodriguez. Rodriguez drives down. Gives it to Heron, who lays it up and in. Darius Heron, his first 2 points of the night. It's 26-21. Mustangs by five.
Yeah, good jump stop here by Heron. He set up a shot.
And a three-pointer on its way off the front iron. Linus Brown can't drop it in. Rebound by Ricky Ray. Ray to the free throw line. No shot there. So kicks it back out to Linus Brown. Brown calls a play.
Setting up horns here.
Brown with the right-hand dribble on the right side. Little running layup, no good, too strong. A rebound and the putback is good by Derek Ray.
Derek Ray just being a bully down there in the paint, picks up the offensive rebound, puts it back easily.
Mustangs by three, 26-23. 2:10 remaining before halftime. Now in the hands of Jason Rodriguez. Rodriguez down low to Roman Punch. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled.
Ray and Adams collapse on Punch. He's able to put the ball up quickly here. for the two and the foul.
Roman Punch, 6'3", junior, and he uses all of that size when he's down low with the basketball.
Yeah, we're seeing already here the two football players from both teams here really making an impact here, just being able to muscle around in the paint.
Punch with 6 points tonight. We'll see if he can add to that from the free throw line. Mustang lead back up to 5, 28-23.
Coach Jackson here asking for Adams to get off the floor here. I have 6 men on at the time.
All right, Punch, the left-hand dribble at the free throw line. Very deliberate from the free throw line. Finally, ball on its way and good. Punch converts on the three-point play. And the lead's up to 6, 29-23.
Ricky Ray bringing the ball up here for Terry.
Mustangs pressed a couple times in this game, but they're now relaxed down in this zone. They'll play a what looks like a 1-2-2 zone.
Yeah, it's...
All right, jump shot on its way by Brian Thomas. No good. Skying high for the rebound, Isaiah Blackman. And the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover. Lamar consolidated. That's 8 for the ball game. 5 in this quarter.
Blackman can't wrangle in the rebound here, giving Terry back the basketball.
Linus Brown. 5'9 senior for Michael Jackson's club.
I think everyone's taking a breath right now here with the pace of the game.
Shot on its way is no good by Derrick Ray. Rebounded by Darius Heron. Heron ahead to Blackman. Back to Heron. And a foul.
Well, net neutral there. You have a bad shot by Derrick Ray, but then he goes and draws the offensive foul for Lamar. So everything works out in the end, I guess, for Terry.
Second personal foul. Ball inbounded to Linus Brown. Brown walks this one up. No urgency there. 1:08 left before halftime. Mustangs by 6, 29-23. Jump shot on its way from three-point land by Brian Thomas. No good. Rebounded by the Mustangs into the hands of Jason Rodriguez. Rodriguez in the corner to Roman Punch. Punch drives on the basket. Back out to Jason Rodriguez. That one's short. Punch with the rebound and the putback. That's no good, but a foul.
Yeah, again, it's Punch and Derrick Ray here battling in the paint. This time it's Punch that wins.
Derrick Ray's first personal foul. He's a 6'2 senior for the Terry Rangers. And Punch at the free throw line. Got 7 points tonight. 5 in this quarter and a basket in the first quarter. He converted on a three-point play the last time he came to the line. That free throw is just a little bit short off the front iron. He'll get another.
Redding and Azabi coming into the game here.
Yeah, that's Justin Redding and Abraham Azabi check in for the Terry Rangers. Roman punts that left-hand dribble. Left-hand shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by the Rangers.
Coach Joy's faith and punch at the free throw line is not rewarded with no one there for the rebound after the miss.
35 seconds left before halftime. And standing out between the top of the key and the jump circle is Ricky Ray. Ray finally gets it in. Abraham Azabi with the jump shot from the free throw line. And that's no good. And a foul whistled against Azabi as he tried to follow up his shot, and he fouled from behind.
Redding called for the foul there, leading to the 1-1 shot for Lamar here. So you have the bench player come in, take the open jump shot, and then leads to an easy free throw opportunity.
Foul on Redding, not Azabi. All right, we'll correct the scorebook there. Redding's a first personal foul back at the free throw line. Roman Punch.
Redding called for over the back here, basically.
First one on its way. No good. That's short. And the rebound again by the Rangers. Put it in the hands of Ricky Ray.
Again, 4 rebounders versus none for Terry there. Really, Coach Joy had all the faith in Roman Punch.
They're going to hold for the last shot, will the Terry Rangers. They're down by 6, 29-23. Now drive on the basket, and he lays it up and in. Basket by Linus Brown. And that's it for the second quarter. At the end of the second quarter, Lamar Consolidated Mustangs 29 and the visiting Terry Rangers 25. You're listening to live LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
And we'd like to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda, Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway, right here in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend. com. One of the newest sponsors we have in our GRHS radio commercials.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at Mustangs Gym on the campus of Lamar Consolidated. Before we move on with halftime stats, here are some of the other games going on tonight in 27-5A. Foster at Fulcher, that was a 7 o'clock tip. Victoria East at Angleton, and Calhoun at Victoria West. Those are all 7 o'clock tip-offs, as this one was at Mustangs Gym. Ryan, really fast-paced first half.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, you've got two really experienced groups of guards here that are really leading some very potent offenses. So I'm not really surprised to see that here. It's really going to be a question of can both these teams keep it up here after coming off playing a game yesterday.
Yeah, they really set the bar high for energy and activity and moving up and down the court, and that will be a concern. I think both coaches kind of brought that up about keeping their kids a little bit grounded on this so they don't expend all of their energy in that first couple quarters.
Yeah, it seems like even with that, you're hearing you're seeing Linus Brown here over on the Terry side still be having that energy that I saw yesterday against Angleton, able to attack the basket here, being a driving force for the offense here. It seems like right now on the Lamar side, you're seeing a lot of more success shooting a three-pointer, and that's helping to keep the Mustangs in the game here and keep a nice little cushion on the lead.
All right, Mustangs lead it by 4 at halftime, 29-25. Here's the scoring so far through 2 quarters of play. Jason Rodriguez with 5, Magno Guillen with 5 as well. The leading scorer for the Mustangs, Isaiah Blackman with 8, Roman Punch with 7, and then 2 each by Darius Heron and Keaton Taylor. And the Mustangs with 8 turnovers through halftime. On the other side of my scorebook, the Rangers are led in scoring by Linus Brown with 9, Ricky Ray with 8, 6 by Derek Ray, and then a basket by Jalen Harrell. That's the scoring for Michael Jackson's club through 2 quarters of play. And the Rangers have 7 turnovers. Rangers outscored the Mustangs 15-14 after 1 quarter. And then Mustangs returned the favor, outscored Terry 15-10 in the 2nd quarter. And that's where we stand. Mustangs by 4, 29-25. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. You're listening to live LCISD basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at Lamar Consolidated High School, about less than 2 minutes left before the third quarter starts. And Ryan, another factor that we talked about in the pregame is how things will set up in 27-5A, depending on who wins this game. Right now, Foster, Terry, and Angleton are all tied for that top spot at 5-1, and then Lamar right down below at 4-2.
Yeah, definitely here. What this really, this game means here is solidifying that edge in this game, that you're going to have that flip game over at Terry that's just going to be just as competitive here. Last year, this game was split. Both road teams won the game, and it could be all the difference between having to face the number one seed out of 28-5A or face the number two seed or the three seed here, if not winning the district here outright here. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes here, knowing that coming out of this game, you're going to be up behind the eight ball either way. You have Terry, who will have lost two games in a row in district, or you have Lamar. If they lose this game, you're going to have now basically know the fact that they're almost all but locked into the four seed.
From the outside, Lamar Consolidated and Terry have been able to hit on some threes. Jason Rodriguez has one. Magno Guillen has one. A couple for Isaiah Blackman. So they're hitting from the outside. On the other side of the scorebook, three-pointer by Ricky Ray and another by Ricky Ray. So he's got two, one in the first quarter, one in the second. So the teams are able to drain some threes, although we've seen a few of them go awry.
Yeah, right now it's kind of following the same formula that Terry had last night here. Angleton knocked down double-digit three-pointers compared to Terry's three. If this continues, I mean, it's going to still be some issues here where LaMarche is going to have the advantage here of just having that cushion throughout the game.
All right, ready to start the third quarter. The Mustangs will inbound on the near side here. As we told you earlier, we're in the southeast corner of the Mustangs gym. And let's see how we'll set this up for you. The Mustangs are moving right to left, that being from the far end towards us here at Mustangs gym. And with the basketball, Byron Brown. Brown over to Guillen. Back out top. Now to Brown here on the near side. Good move underneath. And the feed and the little lay-in by Darius Herrod. So a good start, and that all started with a good fake by Brown.
Yeah, fake one way, came back through under the basket and set up his man really nice for an easy basket.
All right, holding the ball is Linus Brown. Brown with a little backup dribble so he can set things up. Tries the left side, nothing there. And gives it to Ricky Ray. Ray puts up the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Isaiah Blackman. And a whistle.
Redding again with another foul under the basket here on his end. This is a tough way to start getting yourself into foul trouble here, to be 90 feet away and picking up fouls.
Second personal foul by Justin Redding. He's a 6'4 senior for the Terry Rangers. Redding Mustangs will inbound at the far end, come towards us here.
Redding's in an interesting story here. Started off on the sophomore team, played on JV last year, fought his way into the varsity his junior season.
All right, the feed to Byron Brown. Brown tries to get inside. It is taken away by Terry and now stolen back by the Mustangs, and a three-pointer from Byron Brown. We talked about the three-point shooting, and Brown dials one up here. It's 34-25, Mustangs by nine.
Yeah, really strange exchange there. Brown turns the ball over. Adams gets it, immediately gives the ball back to Brown, who knocks down a three.
Linus Brown with the jump shot, and that is not a three-pointer. It's a regular basket. Brown with 11 points.
Herron just going to the basket here. Just gets tipped away. Lamar ball still, though.
Herron driving on the left side of the basket. Has that one blocked out of bounds. He'll inbound right under the Mustangs basket. Gives it over here to Isaiah Blackman. Blackman dribbles out top. Now a three-pointer on its way. No good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Ricky Ray. Ray's going to try it himself on the right side. Puts up the running layup. No good. Rebound. And the putback. And that's no good by Derek Ray. And a whistle.
Yeah, both Rays, they're really bodying up on Lamar Mustangs, but just can't finish at the rim.
Turnover by the Rangers, number nine on the game for them. Mustangs with nine as well. Here's a jump shot by Brown and a foul.
Brown on Brown crime here. Linus Brown fouls Byron Brown, the 2 point guards for each team.
All right, three personal fouls for Linus Brown at the free throw line. Byron Brown Jr., first free throw is no good. He averages 7 assists per game, and he leads the team in that category. He's a 5'8 senior. Second free throw is good by Byron Brown.
4-year starter for Lamar.
Mustangs by 8, 35-27, 5:52 left in the third quarter. Ricky Ray on the right side. Drives that one. Hung on the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Here's Byron Brown. Brown over to Heron. Three-pointer on its way. No good. And the rebound by Latrell Adams. And Adams throws it out of bounds.
Adams battles through three different defenders there for the rebound, but Linus Brown can't keep it in bounds.
He's sky high for that rebound, did Adams, but when he tried to throw it down the near sideline here, it went out of bounds, and that's turnover number 10 for the Rangers. Mustangs by 8, 5:31 left in the third quarter.
Blackman takes to the top of the key, pans it off to Brown.
All right, Brown. Working the near side here. Gives it to Heron. He drives down the lane. Has that one blocked. And taken away by Brian Thomas. Good block by Thomas. He gives it to Linus Brown. Brown with the little jump shot. No good. Barely caught the front iron. And a whistle down low.
Derek Ray with the offensive rebound there. Looks like it's staying with Lamar. Or I mean, staying with Terry there.
Having a difficult time. I think that foul was on Keaton Taylor, be his third. The referees aren't exactly making it easy for us to see that. Terry tried to get it in. Another turnover. Here comes Byron Brown. He drives on the basket. No good. That one's knocked away. And the putback is good by Darius Heron. He's got 6 points. Four here in the third quarter. It's 37-27. Biggest lead of the night for the Rangers, and that's 10.
Looks like...
And Michael Jackson doesn't like that call down low.
Oh, they're not calling, they're not giving the continuation is what he's battling for. Brown did a nice drive through traffic here, finishes, but they're going to give the ball to the Rangers out of bounds.
All right, Rangers get it in. It's Derek Ray, and Ray on the floor, but he gets it away. Shot by Linus Brown. Hits the rim, goes up and over the backboard, and that is another turnover for the Rangers. That's 12 on the night. Here comes Byron Brown.
Back-to-back possessions here where Terry can't get the ball in under the basket.
Brown to Jason Rodriguez. On the far side now to Magno Guillen. Out top to Brown. And he tries to get it in to a streaking Isaiah Blackman, and it goes off of Blackman out of bounds. 10 turnovers for the Mustangs.
Yeah, the fatigue of playing two games back-to-back starting to show here in the third quarter.
All right, Jalen Harrell drives on the left side, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Jalen Harrell with 4 points.
Harrell attacks the body of Blackman here, draws the foul and gets the two.
Yeah, Guillen with the personal foul, his first at the free throw line is Jalen Harrell. 37-29, Mustangs by 8, make that 7 as Harrell converts on the three-point play.
Terry last night erased a 10-point deficit against the Wildcats here. Now they're trying to do it again back-to-back games.
All right, on the far side to Magno Guillen, left-hand dribble, way out top. Gives it to Jason Rodriguez. Rodriguez tries to get it in again to Isaiah Blackman. Ball is taken away. 11 turnovers for the Mustangs. Now down to Ricky Ray. Ray cross court to Linus Brown. Brown points to that far corner. He wants somebody over there. And then he decides to dribble to the near corner. All right, jump shot on its way. Three-pointer by Jalen Harrell. That's no good. And a foul underneath.
Derek Ray looks like he's the culprit. Yep, they're signaling the 24. Yep, that's...
Yeah, Derek Ray, his second personal foul. He was trying to crash the boards on that one. And all he did was pick up his second foul.
Yeah, Terry's continuing to have trouble here in the paint, drawing some fouls on just trying to get offensive rebounds here. It comes after really having a poor effort on the glass last night.
All right, Byron Brown. And some activity inside here.
Appears to be an offensive foul.
That was an offensive foul away from the basketball. Brown was dribbling over here, and the whistle was over there.
Looks like it's either Blackman or Punch got called for a foul. At least a five was in there. I didn't see anything that necessarily warranted it, but we're also at a slightly odd angle here.
And we'll have to pick that up if we can. It looked like it was called on Isaiah Blackman.
Yeah.
It would be his second personal foul. There's a timeout. Both teams gathered around their coaches. Mustangs lead by 7, 37-30. 3:28 left in the third quarter.
No reason to panic here for Lamar or Terry. You just need to start chipping away at that lead if you're the Rangers and need to keep control of the ball here if you're Lamar.
All right, Justin Redding will inbound right near us here on the near the court. We're in the southeast corner of the court, and he inbounded the ball under Lamar's basket. All right, to Justin Redding. And a loft down low. And the ball is intercepted by Roman Punch, but he thought he might be touching the line or close to it, so he knocked it off a Ranger. In any event, that's another turnover, 13 for Terry.
Again, the fatigue starting to show here. Byron Brown tries to catch Terry off guard with a full court pass, but it ends up being out of bounds.
That's 12 turnovers for the Mustangs. Walking the ball up court is Linus Brown.
This whole Brown-on-Brown thing is really getting confusing.
He drifts to the left. That one is intercepted by Rodriguez. To Brown. Brown, jump shot for the free throw line is good.
Two-pointer there for Brown.
Byron Brown. Byron Brown with 6 points all here in the third quarter. He had a three-pointer, a free throw, and now that basket.
Looks like we got an official's timeout here. Ricky Ray is just hobbling off the court. Looks like he's in clear pain here, going straight to the trainer's table.
Biggest lead of the ball game Mustangs had was 11 points. It's down to 9, 39-30 with 2:40 left in the third quarter.
Looks like it may have given him a full timeout for that here. I mean, right now, again, this is exactly what you want if you're Lamar. You want to keep any cushion is exactly what you need right now. Just need to hold the ball, control the action. Don't get caught up in trying to push the tempo here. It's time to sit on that lead.
Talking to Blake Joy before the game, we're recording our pregame interview, and he was trying to convince me that this is just another game, and he's right as a coach it is, but to these players, it's a big deal.
Absolutely not. I mean, it is the biggest game on either of these teams' calendar every year, even if they weren't even in the same district here. You're going to be looking forward to this game all year. Coach Jackson said while we were just talking after Angleton's game here, you throw all the game plans out the window here. Everyone's just going to play with emotion.
All right, Redding triggers it into Linus Brown. Back to Redding. Left-hand dribble now to Linus Brown on the far left side. He drives down the baseline, and there was a whistle on the play.
Looks like he called a moving screen here on Redding.
He did. He put up two fingers on each hand for number 22, Justin Redding. That's his third foul.
Ref tend to give Coach Joy a look of, I got it.
Yeah, he snapped his head around and wanted to know what Blake Joy was talking about. And
well, now we've gotten a makeup call here. Got another moving screen called now, this time on Lamar. Oh, yeah. May have been a travel call here as well. But either way, you're just trading the turnovers here.
That's another turnover for the Mustangs, 13 on the night. 8 before halftime, 5 here in the third quarter. Linus Brown tries to get it in down low. It goes out of bounds and off one of the Rangers. And you're right, a little fatigue is showing, getting a little bit sloppy here in the third quarter. A lot of long passes that aren't making connections and some things that we didn't see in the first half. All right, over to the far side to Darius Heron.
remember, at least every game you're playing during district play, you're getting two or three days of rest. Not tonight.
This one's stolen away by Jason Rodriguez. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. And again, another steal.
Back-to-back plays where the Rangers got the defensive rebound and had stolen away.
Roman Punch in the corner. Now drives in the lane. Puts up a little jump shot, and that's good. Roman Punch with 9 points. Put up a little left-handed jump shot in the lane. And it's 41-30. Biggest lead, again, matched by the Mustangs at 11. Linus Brown working now. That back dribble on him is Darius Heron. And Brown backs up. Now kicks it into the corner to Jalen Harrell. Harrell throws it away into the hands of Jason Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the right side. And he puts up a shot and a foul.
Looks like they gave him the foul before the shot here.
Foul whistled against Brian Thomas, his first. And they're saying Rodriguez was not in the act of shooting, although he did a good job to act like he was. He just let go of the ball, and James Harden is really good at that. And that was a good James Harden move right there.
Definitely. Drawing the contact was really a really good move by Rodriguez there.
All right, ball triggered in, stolen away by the Mustangs. Down court to Jalen Harrell. Harrell with a 20-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Byron Brown on the right side. Brown looking over the court. Now he has that one knocked away, and a little bit more activity. Linus Brown gave Byron Brown a pretty good shove, and Brown went down.
Looks like Lamar's going to keep the ball here. But tensions are finally starting to get a little high here, the urgency is starting to set in here.
And here's a good evidence of the close quarters. They had to push back so Magno Guillen could inbound the ball. Now Guillen right in front of us with the basketball. This one kind of knocked away from behind. The foul whistled against Derek Ray, his third. He tried to come from behind and knock that ball away from Guillen, and all he got was Magno's hand.
Yeah, a low percentage play there leading to a turnover. Right, leading to another foul.
All right, ball triggered into Byron Brown. Linus Brown on him.
Less than 30 seconds left in the third quarter here.
Mustangs by 11, 41-30. Brown sheds Linus Brown, and now the ball goes out of bounds. I made a good stop there with my right foot underneath the table. All right, this one will be retained by the Mustangs.
Wow, that's Mustangs are getting the ball back here, even though it came off of Byron Brown's foot.
Darius Heron will trigger this inbound right underneath the basket. He looking, gets it in to a streaking Isaiah Blackman, and he's fouled. Brian Thomas whistled for the personal foul, his second at the free throw line. Isaiah Blackman, he's got 8 points. 11 seconds left in the quarter. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio.
11-point lead here for us, Lamar, 41-30.
Free throw on its way, and that one is no good. It rimmed in and out. He is Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando, and glad you joined us tonight for a special live version of LCISD basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Blackman shooting his second free throw here.
And that one is good.
Like many Battle of the Berg games here, you're going to see very, not home court isn't neutralized, but definitely you feel the visitor presence.
Biggest lead of the game tonight by the Mustangs, 42-30. Mustangs by 12. They get it ahead to Ricky Ray, drives on the left side of the basket, and he's fouled by Roman Punch.
Rangers haven't been able to get out and move the ball in the fast break here very much during They've been kind of content to settle things down here, but when they do, that's how they're going to get most of their offense here in that transition. Just haven't been able to do it here.
Ricky Ray at the free throw line. He's got 8 points tonight. Believe it or not, all that mixing it up under the basket by Roman Punch, and he's only got one personal foul. First free throw is good by Ricky Ray.
Looks like Coach Joy is going to make sure he doesn't pick up another one just before the half.
Into the basketball game is 6'9", senior Xavier Peters. Free throw on its way. That one is good by Ray as well. He's got 10 points, and the lead is down to 10. 3.8 seconds left in the third quarter. Long pass down court, and it is taken by Abraham Asabi and then taken away from Asabi.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give the...
Lamar's Banyan comes into the game here as the replacement for Punch here. He gets the pass as the 6'8 post player and just can't handle the ball.
All right, that's the end of the third quarter. Mustangs 42, Rangers 32. You're listening to live LCISD varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
All right, back at Mustangs Gym for quarter number four. In this Battle of the Berg 2018, Mustangs by 10, 42-32. Over to Brian Thomas. Now way out top, and a good save by Jalen Harrell. Harrell drives the left side. A little jump shot is good.
Gets over the big defender, Keaton Taylor, there. But Harrell looks like he may have rolled his ankle here coming down.
7 points for Jalen Harrell. Cuts the lead down to 8. And
they call the referee's timeout here to get Harrell out of the game.
Yeah, Braylon Harrell is in the ball game now. He's a 5'7 junior. Byron Brown walks the ball up on the far side. Brown moved towards the basket. Now in the lane, little jump shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Latrell Adams. Braylon Harrell with the basketball and almost has it stolen away. Now Linus Brown drives on the basket, puts up the kind of twisting layup. No good. Put back is no good by Justin Redding, and a foul underneath.
Adams gets the first tip, tries to get it in here, and Redding gets the second offensive rebound for Terry here and draws the foul.
And the foul whistled against Keaton Taylor, his fourth. And at the free throw line, Justin Redding. No points tonight for Justin. And that one goes awry. He'll get one more. He wears number 22, and he originally was issued another number, but because his friend and teammate Joseph Ford was injured early in the season, he decided to honor Joseph by taking jersey number 22. So that's his jersey, Justin Redding. Here's a jump shot on its way by Darius Heron. No good. Rebounded by Linus Brown. Brown on the right side and a whistle.
It's like a foul coming up the court here on away from the ball.
Yeah, Jason Rodriguez whistled for that personal foul, his third. He kind of goes over and checks in with the referee. What'd I do? And he told him, he just gave him a shot on the way by. Braylon Harrell at the free throw line.
Coach Jackson arguing for an intentional foul.
First free throw on its way by Braylon. That's good.
Exactly what the doctor ordered here for Terry. More points on the board and no time off the clock.
Lead was as high as 12. Now it's down to 6. 42-36. Mustangs by 6. And it'll stay that way. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by the Rangers. Linus Brown way out top as he normally is. Now in the corner to Braylon Harrell. Harrell gets it in to Justin Redding, and Redding is fouled again.
Now Roman Punch picks up another foul here.
Number 2 on Roman Punch. And again, at the free throw line is Justin Redding.
If the scoreboard is scorebook is correct here, Keaton, the Coach Joy is going a little living a little dangerously here, putting Keaton Taylor back in. Four fouls already in the game.
Redding, a 6'4 senior, first free throw on its way, no good. And a good rebound and a strong one by Darius Heron to Rodriguez. Back to Heron. Heron drives the baseline. Out top to Brown. Brown back to Heron. Heron, little move, and has the ball knocked away, and then he's fouled by Justin Redding. Redding put his hand in there and clipped Heron.
Redding caught there reaching.
Four personal fouls on Justin Redding. At the free throw line is Darius Heron. He's got 6 points on the night.
You just can't do that against Heron or Brown in the backcourt here. Just too much veteran presence there. They're going to know what to do with that. You just reach in, they're going to get a foul.
Trying to add to the Mustangs' lead. Darius Heron averaging 15 points a game. He's a leading scorer by average for Lamar Consolidated. And he adds that free throw there. Lead back up to 7, 43-36.
Coach Joy really does pride in having a team that does spread around the scoring here, but Heron does tend to be the guy that puts up the most shots for the Mustangs.
All right, free throw on its way. That one a little bit short off the front iron. Good strong rebound by Braylon Harrell, and he gets it over to Ricky Ray. Ray on the left side, being guarded by Brown. Now a long one on its way. Three-pointer curls around by Brian Thomas and drops in. Thomas, that one went around the cylinder and then dropped through.
Thomas gave a little celebratory hand slap.
Three-pointer by Isaiah Blackman. That's no good, and a foul underneath.
Keaton Taylor called for the offensive foul here, and Coach Jackson is just pumped up here trying to get his team motivated for the comeback. And there appears to be five here for Keaton Taylor here. Coach Jackson gets the respect little handshake from Keaton Taylor here, and he's out of the game.
Taylor checks out with a basket in the second quarter and those five personal fouls. He's out of the ball game. So it's Brown, Rodriguez. First free throw is no good by Linus Brown.
Just on the free throws alone in this quarter, I think you could have had a tie ball game.
Second one on its way by Brown. This one gets a little help over the front of the rim and drops through.
Just under 6 minutes left in the ball game. We are now in a one-possession game.
12-point lead has shrunk down to 3. Rodriguez throws it away. He tried to get the inbound to Isaiah Blackman, and that one was too high and too far, and that is 17 turnovers for the Mustangs, and now a timeout called by Blake Joy.
Yeah, Byron Brown here. Yeah, first thing that happened the moment the ball got out of bounds, Brown called for the timeout to the referee here, so it's really just want to make sure they get settle everyone down here.
Mustangs The Mustangs had the biggest lead of the night at 12 points, kind of in the early stages here of the third quarter, or the fourth quarter, rather, latter part of the third, and now that's been whittled down and shrunk down to 3 points, and the Mustangs lead at 43-40.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened last night against Angleton for Terry here. Went down double digits, came back here, pulled away with the lead, just couldn't hold on.
Last night, the Rangers lost to Angleton 83-75. On the other side, Mustangs beat Calhoun 67-40. That was yesterday. Today's now.
And the strangest thing I've seen so far is you really haven't seen even the press from Terry here, really their biggest weapon to getting back into the ballgame.
All right, the inbound by Terry under their own basket. They get it in. Out top to Braylon Harrell. Harrell over to Jalen Harrell. Three-pointer on its way, and we got a tie ball game. Jalen Harrell hits that three-pointer from the outside.
Looks like they call it a two there.
They did call it a two. It's 43-42. Now in the corner, Magno Guillen puts up the jumper. No good. Board cleared by Braylon Harrell. Harrell over to Ricky Ray.
Rebounding just gone for the Mustangs here. No one crashing the boards.
Ray drives down the lane, dishes it off to Latrell Adams, and he can't convert. Rebound by Byron Brown in the corner to Magno Guillen.
Another timeout here for Lamar here. Coach Joy's feeling it here. And he knows he's got to get the momentum back.
Wow, that certainly looked like a three-pointer by Jalen Harrell to tie the ball game, but the refs called that a two-pointer, and we'll collect our scorebook. Harrell now with 9 points, and it's 43-42, Mustangs by one.
It looked like Harrell tried to take his defender off the dribble there and made a few steps forward. Maybe that's where he got that foot on the line. Now the corresponding Let's Go Mustangs, Let's Go Rangers here are being drowned out by each other.
Back and forth from side to side here. We're on the Mustang side of the court, and the Rangers are cross court. Behind both benches are all Rangers fans.
Yeah. If you need a center here, the Lamar side right now is facing trailer.
All right, Heron gets it in. To Isaiah Blackman. Blackman to Brown. Brown out top. Tries to look for a pick to get around. Can't do that. So dribbles through that pick. And now he's way outside. Draws Braylon Harrell almost down to the center circle. And this one is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rangers. Brown tried to get the ball in. 4:53 left in the ball game.
Coach Joy tried to draw up a pay there, get some scoring.
Jason Rodriguez will get this one in. He does the Roman punch back to Rodriguez. He drives a lane. No good. And a big rebound by Jalen Harrell. He fell to the floor. No traveling call. Gets it ahead, and now that's stolen away. 19th turnover.
Rodriguez swoops in for the steal.
Rodriguez in the lane to Roman Punch, who lays it up and in. Roman Punch with 11 points. That one was big for the Mustangs. Give them a little bit of breathing room. Now they lead by three, 45-42.
Everyone in the gym on their feet now here with each basket.
I know you're having trouble seeing a little bit. I have a little bit of a vantage point. That basket is good and a foul.
And Harrell answers here, going to the basket, going baseline, finishing strong, gets the foul, count the basket.
And that foul whistled against Roman Punch, his third at the free throw line, Jalen Harrell.
And Punch will come out of the game here with that foul.
It's 45-44, Mustangs by one. And Harrell can tie it up if he nets this free throw, and he doesn't. That one danced on the rim a couple times and came off. Good rebound by Isaiah Blackman.
The Rangers are going to be kicking themselves if they lose this ball game with the free throws they missed.
To the far side, to Magno Guillen, to Brown. Brown drives the baseline, flips it over here to Guillen. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Off the iron, rebounded, and a strong one at that by Brian Thomas.
Ricky Ray bringing the ball up here. Coach Jackson calls out a play.
3:44 left in the ballgame. Mustangs by one. 45-44. Three-pointer on its way, and that one is good.
Nothing but net there for Thomas.
2 3-pointers for Brian Thomas, and that one puts the Rangers ahead by 2, 47-45.
Byron Brown here pushing the action. Gets checked by Linus Brown. Linus Brown gets called for the foul here on the blocking. A lot of discussion going on between the coaches here about the call.
All right, that is foul number 4 on Linus Brown. Byron Brown at the free throw line with 6 points.
Lamar up by 2 here with a free throw.
First free throw on its way, no good, off to the right.
Adams.
Rebound cleared by Latrell Adams. To Linus Brown.
Byron Brown appears to be injured. 4-on-5 here for defense.
Brian Thomas has that one knocked away. That's a turnover, number 20 for Terry. And a foul.
Looks like they're getting Byron Brown out of the game here because of the he's hobbling.
And let's see, was that a foul or just a referee's timeout?
Yeah, referee's timeout there.
All right, official's timeout. No foul on Byron Brown. He's got 2, but not his third.
Really looked like he was in pain there, grabbing his knee.
3:17 left in the ballgame. Rangers now by 2, 47-45. And if you like good high school basketball, we certainly have it here tonight.
Heron bringing the ball up here, gives it to Blackman.
And over on the far side to Magno Guillen. Guillen to Blackman. Blackman, cross court.
Heron with a three-point shot.
Heron, that one off the front iron. Good rebound and a putback by Isaiah Blackman. And that one didn't fall as well. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs.
Yeah, Heron got, trying to get that second offensive rebound in a row there. Just came off his fingertips out of bounds.
Turnover, number 18 for the Mustangs, 20 for the Rangers so far. Linus Brown walks this one up. 2:42 left in the game.
Walks over to Coach Jackson for the call.
This one, a drive on the basket by Linus Brown, and he can't convert, and a personal foul is whistled down low.
I think that's a shooting foul there.
Isaiah Blackman with the personal foul. He's got 3. At the free throw line, Linus Brown. He's got 12 points. His free throw a moment ago tied it up. And now he's looking to add to that Ranger lead. They lead by 2. Free throw on its way. First one, no good. Off to the left.
Ricky Ray for a second there looked like he was having another cramping issue as well.
Ricky Ray checks back in. Axel Herrera is out. Brown puts the ball on his hip at the free throw line. Now sets it on and its way and it's good.
1-point ball game here, 47-46. Lamar still leads. Rodriguez will take the ball out.
To make sure we give the right score, 48-45 is the score, right? That's what my book has. Yeah. Shot on its way by Darius Heron, and he gets his own rebound and a foul down low. Foul whistled against Brian Thomas, his third. At the free throw line, Darius Heron.
I guess I got caught all up here. I missed Terry taking the lead here.
All right, Terry leads by 3, 48-45. Darius Heron at the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Make that 8 as the first free throw drops in.
Rangers going big here, bringing in Derek Ray and Redding in at the post.
Yeah, Braylon Harrell checks out when Ray comes in. Heron sends the next one towards the basket, and that's good again.
Derek Ray brings it up here.
Brings Harrell. The Mustangs in to a brings them into a one-point deficit, 48-47. Now a drive on the basket, and a spinning layup is good by Jalen Harrell.
Harrell with the double pump, clearing the way to make the layup here. Coach Jackson calls a timeout to keep the momentum at 2:10 here, setting up the defense.
Rangers lead by 3, 50-47. Alongside Ryan Dunsmore from the Fort Bend Herald, I'm Tom Tarando. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is a special live broadcast of LCISD High School Basketball. This is the Battle of the Berg. Ryan and I did the football version a couple months ago, and this one is about as, if not more exciting than that one was.
Oh, I totally agree. I always think this is more exciting here. Looks like the girls teams here has got back. Let's find out what the score was.
Yeah, the Mustangs got a little more of a cheering section. .210 left in the basketball game. Rangers lead by 3. The lead was as high as 12 for the Mustangs, but in the latter part of the third quarter and then into the fourth, that one has been whittled away and flipped around, and now the Rangers lead by 3.
Yeah, Lamar hasn't had the same success getting to the basket here to be able to score. Really has kind of affected their ability to keep this lead.
Yeah, the Rangers have outscored the Mustangs 18-2. That one almost caught the equipment.
Yeah.
Not quite. So at the end of the third quarter, it was 42-32. Mustangs have been outscored 18-5 here in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line is Byron Brown.
Is it?
Brown has 6 points.
Okay.
And first free throw is good by Byron Brown. Make that 7. And the lead is down to 2. Rangers lead by 2, 50-42.
I just got the word here. The girls for Lamar have won the Battle of the Berg tonight here, now sweeping that series for the season.
Brown, second free throw upcoming, and that one a little too strong off the back iron, rebounded by the Rangers.
Derek Ray there being that strong presence inside. Harrell bringing the ball up here slowly for the Rangers, setting up the offense.
Ricky Ray to Jalen Harrell. Harrell now guarded by Isaiah Blackman. Harrell towards the basket. Leads this one off to Derek Ray, who lays it up and in. 52-48. Rangers by 4. And into the basket is Byron Brown. And he is hammered and knocked to the floor. Derek Ray got him. That's his fourth personal foul on Derek Ray. And Byron Brown will go to the free throw line shooting 2.
Two different game plans here. Rangers very happy to spread the floor, slow things down here, try to break down a defender one-on-one, setting up Harrell sets up Derek Ray for the easy layup. On the other end here, Byron Brown just blows past the Ranger defenders here trying to get a score.
Boy, he took a shot, though, from Derek Ray.
Absolutely, yeah. He definitely fell arms against his chest here, about as painful as you're going to be here before you try.
All right, first free throw is good by Byron Brown. Ranger lead down to 3, 52-49. Second one on its way, and that one is good. 52-50.
Mustangs going into the press.
Mustangs within 2. Here's a feed to Jalen Harrell. Harrell tries to get it down low to Ricky Ray. Scoop layup is no good. Taken away by the Mustangs. 1:18 left in the ball game, and this one is thrown away. Darius Heron thought he spotted Isaiah Blackman heading to the basket, but that one was wide of Blackman and goes out of bounds. That is turnover number 19 for the Mustangs.
1:14 left in the ball game here.
And a foul. See if that is a foul or another official's timeout.
That's a foul on the Guillen.
That's his second personal, and he checks out and kind of heads towards that open area behind the scorer's table. You want to walk that one off. Linus Brown at the free throw line. Brown with 13 points. 109 left in the game. Free throw on its way is good by Linus Brown. He's got 14, and the lead back up to 3, 53-50. Next one on its way, and that one is good as well.
Now, 2 point, minus the rare 4 point play here. We've got a two possession game here for Terry, going down with a minute left in the ball game here.
Rodriguez has a little trouble getting it in. Now does to Brown. Brown down the lane, little layup is good. Byron Brown with the layup brings the Mustangs back to within 2, 54-52.
No surprises there from Byron Brown. I'm taking the ball, I'm running the court, and I'm going to go to the basket no matter what happens here. He's drawing a foul, he's already gotten two baskets. He's keeping the Mustangs in this game by himself.
And I'll tell you what, he handles the basketball very well. He's at breakneck speed all the time, and he controls that dribble very well. And he laid that one up and in from coast to coast here at Mustangs Gym.
Both sets of fans here getting into it here with 101 left in the ballgame. About as good an atmosphere as you could ask for at a high school basketball game here. Doesn't it make you miss the George Ranch Foster games a little bit?
Yeah, that was a... those games, no matter what the sport, baseball, basketball, football, lacrosse, whatever it was, those were some great rivalry games.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mustangs coming back out on the floor here. Going to be able to set up the press here with the timeout.
All right, Terry will inbound. Get it in to Jalen Harrell. Harrell tried to break the press. Does break through it. And a putback is good. Harrell put off a off-balance shot, but Linus Brown put it back in.
Heron with a three-point shot here.
That is no good, and a whistle underneath.
Bannon here appears to be called for an offensive foul here on trying to get the rebound.
It is 56-52. 4 point lead now by the Rangers. Under a minute to play, 43.7 seconds to be exact. And we walk the length of the court. Braylon Harrell at the free throw line. Harrell with just one free throw early in the fourth quarter. Make that two as that first one settles in. 5 point lead for the Rangers, 57-52.
Harrell, a junior there.
Axel Herrera checks in. Bannon is out for the Mustangs. Second free throw is good again. 58-52. Rangers by six. Byron Brown down the middle to Axel Herrera. Three-pointer on its way is good. Axel Herrera chooses this spot to get his first 3 points of the night.
Yeah, Coach Joy went with the all-small lineup here. Really, I thought that was going to be setting up for the press here after the offense, but really what they're doing is moving and dishing and set up the three there.
Six-foot sophomore Axel Herrera with the three-pointer from the far corner, and he brings the Mustangs back within three, 58-55.
Have to be impressed there. No hesitation at all in that shot.
No, he lined up that three-pointer and let it go.
35 seconds here. Terry calls the timeout here. I apologize. I believe that was Lamar setting up, but once again trying to set up for the press here. Some question going on at the bench. are at the scorer's table right now. Maybe they're questioning about how many timeouts left for each team.
35 seconds left in the game. Rangers lead by three, 58-55. In a long discussion, and now we're ready. No timeouts left for the Mustangs. Referee came away from that with his fist closed, which means no timeouts left for Blake Joy and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. All right, the ball triggered inbound to Jalen Harrell. Harrell all the way to the length of the court to Linus Brown. Brown is fouled intentionally by Jason Rodriguez, his second.
Possession more important than points here right now for the Mustangs. Just trying to get a chance to even score another basket.
At the free throw line is Linus Brown. 17 points for Brown. Six here in the fourth quarter. He has been at the free throw line a lot here in this last quarter. One, two, three, four, six times. Or six shots, rather.
Again, here the Terry's showing their confidence in him here. No rebounders at all here. Just setting up for the defense on the coming back.
First free throw is good by Linus Brown.
Finding his stroke at the right time here.
59-55, 28 seconds left in the ball game. Brown will get his second free throw. It's on its way and good.
Now a five-point ball game for Terry.
60-55. Here's Brown. Brown over to Isaiah Blackman. Blackman puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Rangers. 17 seconds left. And again, a foul. This one by Isaiah Blackman is fourth. Going to the free throw line at the far end, Braylon Harrell. Harrell with 3 points on the night. Rangers lead by five, 60-55.
Game plan didn't change for Lamar there. Brown crashing to the lane, setting up for the three-point shot.
That free throw is good. 61-55. Braylon Harrell will get a second, and he drops that one in as well. 62-55. 15 seconds left in the ball game. Brown on the three-pointer. He nails it, and a foul. Byron Brown with the three-pointer, and he's fouled outside by Braylon Harrell.
That is exactly what you need right there. Three-pointers and the foul.
And a foul. So the rare four-point play in high school basketball is in check here. Lead is four now, 62-58. Byron Brown at the free throw line.
4 point game, 11.4 left in the ball game.
Free throw is off the mark and knocked out of bounds, but last touch by
Harrell.
The Terry Rangers. Mustangs will get a chance to get this one in under their own basket. Byron Brown will do that.
Before there, Coach Jackson called a timeout here to set up the defense.
No more timeouts remaining for Blake Joy, but Michael Jackson has at least one, and he uses it here. He wants to make sure his Terry Rangers understand what to do with a four-point lead, but the Mustangs with the basketball under their own basket. 11.1 seconds left on the scoreboard.
And they go back to something that's been successful already multiple times tonight here. Let punch crash the boards here, get a position under the basket, and get the easy 2 points and try to set up for another foul here or try to play for the defense and get the steal. I think that might be the way they go here, or I think they might try to set up that three-point shot here as well.
Yeah, Isaiah Blackman has been open on kind of a streak into the basket in this situation, but they don't need a layup. They need a three-pointer, and they actually need another four-point opportunity to tie this one up because we only got 11 seconds left.
I think the key here is just get whatever you can get as quickly as possible because you're going to have to foul either way.
All right, Brown gets it in. Gets it into Darius Heron. Brown, three-pointer from the corner. No good. Into the hands of Freddie Gass, and he puts it up and in. 62-60, and that's the end of the ball game. Final score, Terry Rangers 62, Lamar Consolidated Mustangs 60 in the Battle of the Berg 2018 basketball style.
Yeah, it's a great rebound win here for the Rangers here after coming off a tough loss to Angleton here to beat your rival on a back-to-back nights.
We'll take a break here, catch our breath, and give you the final stats. Final score again, Terry Rangers 62 and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs 60 from Mustangs Gym.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at Lamar Consolidated High School. Final score again, Terry Rangers 62 and the Mustangs 60. Ryan?
What can you say? This is the Battle of the Berg here. You saw two teams, two point guards specifically, Byron Brown and Linus Brown, play their butts off. And that showed here in the end that those two guys were the driving force of both teams here. Just happened to be in the end here. Lamar just came up just short here.
And you know what? We, in all of that, the last couple seconds, we didn't really give total props to Freddie Guess. He came in. He hadn't played at all in the game. Hit that two-pointer and brought the Mustangs within two.
Yeah, at least give them a chance here. I mean, after the missed three here, hope was not lost here because you get the quick two-pointer.
Wow, what a ball game.
Yeah, sure. I guess we'll have to run it back here one more time at Terry.
All right, final score again. Rangers 62, Mustangs 60. Let's run down the scoring first for the Terry Rangers. Top scorer in the ball game, Linus Brown, 19. 13 by Jalen Harrell, 10 by Ricky Ray, 8 by Derek Ray. Thank you very much, Ryan. Ryan's going to go catch the coaches, both the winning one and the losing one, to fill out his story tomorrow. Make sure you check it out in the Fort Bend Herald. That's Ryan Dunsmore, the sports editor of the Fort Bend Herald. Ricky Ray with 10, 8 by Derek Ray, a free throw by Justin Redding, and Braylon Harrell with 5, and Brian Thomas with 6. Those are the 62 points scored by the Terry Rangers. They finish with 20 turnovers. Now for the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. Leading scorer in the game, as Ryan pointed out, Byron Brown Jr., 14 points on the night. 11 by Roman Punch. 9 by Isaiah Blackman. 9 by Darius Heron. Then a basket late in the ball game by Freddie Guess. 5 points by Jason Rodriguez, a basket by Keaton Taylor, and a three-pointer by Axel Herrera. And those are the scorers for the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs. Mustangs finish with 19 turnovers on the ball game. So, let's check the records. With the win tonight, Terry goes to 22-4 and 6-1 in 27 5A play. Lamar Consolidated now 18-9, 4-3 in 27 5A play. And we'll see what happens in those other games tonight in 27 5A. Victoria East at Angleton, Calhoun at Victoria West, Foster at Fulshear. Remember, fans, when this game started, there was a three-way tie atop 27-5A. Foster, Terry, and Angleton all were knotted up at 5-1 in district play. Lamar Consolidated right behind them at 4-2. Now with the loss tonight, Lamar Consolidated drops to 4-3. And Terry at 6-1, and we'll have to find out what Foster did, what Angleton did, before we can see if that logjam up top has been broken or if it remains the same going into play next Tuesday night. For Ryan Dunsmore, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on a special edition of LCISD High School Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Final score again in the Battle of the Berg 2018 basketball style. It's the Terry Rangers 62 and the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs 60. So long, everybody.